KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, light rain here in Atlantic. It's 34 degrees. We do look for cloudy skies and windy conditions with light rain today and a high around 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Radar shows rain stretching from about Ottawa all the way down to Lamoni, and that's moving off in a northwesterly direction. In the news, the driver of a vehicle that crashed earlier this morning in Council Bluffs was arrested following an investigation. But Bluffs police say officers were dispatched to a single vehicle rollover accident at around 2:21 a.m. They found that the vehicle had hit a parked vehicle before rolling over and that the parked vehicle had hit another parked vehicle in front of it. The driver of the vehicle that crashed, 20-year-old Benjamin Beer of Council Bluffs, was standing next to his overturned car. Beer suffered minor injuries as a result of the accident. Council Bluffs Fire Department officials arrived to treat his injuries, but Beer refused treatment and was taken to the Pottawatomie County Jail, where he was charged with OWI. A Kentucky man has been imprisoned in western Iowa for manslaughter and attempted murder. The Daily Nonpareil reports 36-year-old Arthur Crum expressed his regrets Thursday at his sentencing hearing in Council Bluffs. He was given 35 years in prison and told to pay $150,000 restitution to the family of Larry Scott. Crum had pleaded guilty to the charges. Scott was shot to death on August 30th of 2016. Crum of Mount Sterling, Kentucky, has said that Scott had asked him that morning for money to buy drugs. He said Scott then pulled a gun, which they struggled over. Crum said the gun went off and then he took the gun from Scott and shot him several times before fleeing. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 58-year-old Thomas Oscar Anderson of Red Oak was arrested a little after 6:20 p.m. Thursday on two separate warrants, both of which were for violation of a no-contact order. Anderson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $600 cash-only bond. And 34-year-old Terrence Chevy McGill was arrested on Thursday on a warrant for failure to pay child support. McGill was taken into custody a little after 2 p.m. in Red Oak and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held without bond. The Iowa West Foundation Board of Directors recently approved $4 million in grants and initiatives to funding 29 nonprofit organizations and government entities in southwest Iowa and eastern Nebraska. Several of the grantees were the recipients of multi-year funding. Launched in 2016, multi-year funding is designed to provide essential general operating funds over a three-year period rather than 1 year, which allows organizations the capacity to focus more heavily on their missions. Among the local grant recipients were the Carson and Trainer Volunteer Fire Departments, which received $10,000 each for EMS equipment. The Pottawatomie County Board of Supervisors received $474,125. That'll be used for the City of Carson to help them complete their facade improvements and for the City of Hancock to improve its municipal wastewater treatment system. The City of Logan received $20,000 in grants for basketball and tennis court rehabilitation in the city park known as Kellen's Courts. Local nonprofits gearing up for the 24-hour online giving day, Pottawatomie County Gives, have an extra incentive again this year. The Iowa West Foundation awarded $20,000 in bonus dollars for the event, which will take place on May 23rd. The funds are specifically set aside for nonprofits who meet the foundation's qualifications and are based in Pottawatomie County or provide services there full-time. You can read more about those grants under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And a new report ranks all 99 of Iowa's counties for their health based on criteria like access to good doctors, education, and affordable housing. Katie Weir, senior program officer at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, says a host of key factors like where we live plays a definitive role in how we live and for how long.
Those include not only health behaviors, like what you might consider healthy eating or smoking or even clinical care. It's also looking at those social and economic differences in our community. So, for instance, aspects like child poverty or high school graduation rates or employment.
The new rankings list Iowa's five healthiest counties as Grundy, Sioux, Cedar, Dallas, and Winnesheek, while the five counties in the poorest health include Monona, Appanoose, Decatur, Audubon, and Lee. Locally, Cass County is ranked 82nd, Guthrie County 77th, Shelby County 53rd, Harrison County is ranked 64th, Pottawatomie County 90th, Audubon County 96th, Adair County 84th, Adams County is ranked 80th in that poll, Union County 89th, Montgomery County 88th, and Mills County 63rd in overall health outcomes.
What's most important is that no matter where counties are ranked, it's about recognizing there are areas for improvement and that the county ranking is a starting point, not an ending point. So counties, residents, and their leaders can take a look at the data, identify where they're doing well, and where they can continue to improve in their journey to better health for all people.
Weir says the local level information makes it clear good health is influenced by many factors beyond medical care, including housing, education, and jobs.
You can compare counties. So if there are peer counties that you'd like to compare to yourself to, both within your state and in other states, you can take a look at that and see how you're doing and to take a deeper dive into not just the rank, but actually those different elements that go into the rank, those different measures that help to contribute.
The new report says poverty limits opportunity and increases the chances for poor health. Children in poverty are less likely to have access to well-resourced and quality schools and have fewer chances to be prepared for living wage jobs. The report reveals that in Iowa, 15% of children live in poverty compared to the national rate of 20%. You can find out more online at www.countyhealthrankings.org. In our funeral announcements, Krista Lynn Hesebeck, age 38, of Lakota and a native of Atlantic, died March the 3rd. A celebration of life for Krista Hesebeck will be this evening from 4 until 6 at the Anita Community Center. Daryl Culver, age 61, of Atlantic, died March the 6th. Memorial services for Daryl Culver will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gene Hauser, age 87, of Griswold, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Gene Hauser will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Reagan Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Alice Lamer, age 88, of Walnut, died Tuesday. A mass of Christian burial for Alice Lamer will be on Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jeanette Wittrock, age 78, of Anita, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Jeanette Wittrock will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Janice Gruber, age 81, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Celebration of life services for Janice Gruber will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Donald Gamble, age 60, of Atlantic, died February 27th. A celebration of life luncheon for Donald Gamble will be at noon tomorrow at the Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic. Rick Lee Flynn, age 56, of Shelby, died Thursday at Methodist Hospital. Services for Rick Flynn are pending at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Julianne Ranny Mickles, age 61, of Harlan, died Tuesday. A visitation for Julie Ranny Mickles will be held Sunday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.